Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Last day, the primary is finally here. Have you voted?
I have not. I'm going to go tomorrow.
You're going to go in person?
Yeah, I will go in person tomorrow.
I
like to see how things are going.
Yeah.
You know, see how many actual bodies are there and stuff like that. It's a big... We're into politics, so every election is a big election for people like us.
Yeah.
And I'm always curious to see what the pulse is with the rest of the folks.
Yes. It is hard to sometimes take off the hat of living and breathing this stuff and talking to people who
it's
just not top of mind.
Exactly. They have kids. They have jobs. They have other things going on. They have relatives they're taking care of and parents that they're aging. And so, yeah, it's always good, I think, to try and take a little step back and try and consider all the other things.
Yeah. So that's good. I'm going to drop mine off. I have my absentee ballot in car, so I'm going to drop it off at the clerk's office. So, because I have to do it in person.
Right.
Couldn't give it to Mike to drop it off for me, so I have to deliver it myself, which I plan to do. But I it's funny because for those of us who have been paying attention and report on this and editorialize the news and whatever, however you want to define what it is that we do, it has been a big deal because it's the first time in a really long time both parties had such big competitive primaries.
Definitely.
There is, usually one party might have a big one, but the fact that we've had fairly dramatic, I guess one was less dramatic than the other, but because last week I did a recap of everything that's happened, because it basically started 2 years ago when Tom Nelson announced his candidacy.
Wow.
Before the 2020 election was even over.
Wow.
I don't know if people remember that. So it was like the last week of October. It was before the drama of the multiple days that we didn't know had Trump or Biden won. But he announced before the 2020 election was even over. And that was the kickoff to the primary season. And then he was the front runner, I guess, or the only runner until February of 2021, which a recently vaxxed Alex Lazary then finally that was like his like there was drama because he skipped the line for the COVID vaccine.
Oh,
and then
I
a month later
that.
he announced his candidacy, and people that was what dominated
the
comment section, was his inability to wait in line.
Well, that certainly wasn't a very good look to kick things off.
It was funny because I actually thought, especially as we learned more about the vaccines, it was kind of like, well, if you could, they were throwing them away at the end of the day because once they were out, you couldn't just like save them for the next day. So I had less of an issue with, not an issue, I didn't really have an issue with that, but as far as what a good or bad look was, but I thought it was a way worse look was earlier that the summer previously, or maybe it was the fall, he and his wife, I've met both of them, they're both lovely, but it is just kind of like, this isn't New York, this is Wisconsin. They did their gender reveal for their baby,
daughter,
who's now everyone has seen on those commercials, Eleanor,
she's adorable
baby. But they did their gender reveal by lighting up the home bridge.
I did not know that. How did I miss that?
I don't know, because he definitely posted it on his social media.
Come on.
And it was one of those things, having lived in Los Angeles and New York, and it was one of those things that, like, I saw it, and it was such a showy thing that you see a lot on the coast.
Sure.
You don't.
For people with connections.
For people with connections, with people with money, whatever. But I feel like even people who have a lot of money in Wisconsin, like that kind of like showy event is usually
frowned upon.
Mm-hmm. And so when he did that, I was like, and you're going to run for Senate soon? Like, that is...
That was not a good move. No. I can't believe I missed that. I can't believe I didn't know that. And I can't believe none of his advisors said, look, you've led a pretty privileged life.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't the kind of thing you want to be known for
right off the bat.
And
but it didn't make that much news. The COVID thing, the COVID vaccine was like a way bigger
deal. Seriously. Can I, just on a side note, Gender reveal parties are stupid.
So stupid.
And I wish people would stop. There was another fire or someone just blew their fingers off or something out west by another one of these gender reveal parties that went badly. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't have a cake, okay? Can we just go back to cake? You can buy a really, really pricey cake if that will impress your friends, but let's get away from the explosions and the yes. bridges and the airplanes and all that stuff.
Stop get that over big of a yourselves. Deal. Get over it.
All right, so then in the timeline of things that happened in the primary season, that April, Sarah Godlewski, April 2021, Sarah Godlewski got in. And then before even the first Republican candidate announced their gubernatorial thing, 10 more people joined the primary race for U.S. Senate. So it was Sarah Godlewski, then Jillian Bettino, Chris Larson, Adam Murphy, Koo Lee, Peter Prakarsky, Daryl Williams, Jeff Rambo, Mandela Barnes, Shantia Lewis, and then Stephen Alacara. And then Chris Larson dropped out even before Rebecca Clayfish announced that she was running.
Wow.
You forgot all those people were running.
Yes.
So then obviously Chris Larson dropped out. Shantia Lewis had her issues with her campaign finance stuff, so she dropped out. Jeff Rambo, who I hadn't heard of, he dropped out eventually and endorsed Tom Nelson. And then obviously 2 weeks ago, we had the domino effect of Tom Nelson, Sarah Godlewski, and Alex Lazary all dropping out. But then on the Republican side, so in September of 2021, Rebecca joined. And literally until January, she was the only candidate. It was it. And it kind of looked like it was going to be a cakewalk. Cakewalk for Clefish. And then basically on the heels of, because remember how Ron Johnson was like holding out for so long? We were all kind of like, will he, won't he, will he, won't he? Until January of this year, that when he finally announced that he was running. And supposedly on the inside baseball rumor was that he did it specifically to spite Kevin Nicholson, because he hates Kevin Nicholson. And Kevin Nicholson was basically going to run for Senate if Ron Johnson wasn't going to run, so he kept holding out, so you kind of screw him over. So then, obviously, Kevin Nicholson joined the Republicans' race for governor. Those two also supposedly do not get along. So there was the animosity between Clayfish and Nicholson. Then Tim Rantham joined. Then in April, Tim Michaels joined. And it's just been the media blitz of the last 3 months of him trying to and successfully overshadowing Clayfish. And now we basically have one very competitive race, one not so competitive race, and then a bunch of races that kind of got overlooked because there's a ton of other statewide primaries for treasurer, for state secretary
right,
of state.
Right.
And so, but that is my recap in 8 minutes of what was the last 2 years of trying to pay attention to all the comings and goings of these marquee races. And tomorrow it'll be over for just to get on the bumpy ride of the general election. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We'll be back in a minute.